sense of frustration, disappointment?
Oh, yeah. The season, definitely disappointed. We, you know, didn't make it to our ultimate goal. We didn't make it to our ultimate goal. And to not make it to the playoffs and start 5-0 is definitely disappointing. But we won on a good note yesterday. Start 2017 off right.
I was going to say the feel in the locker room when you always clean out your lockers is tough, but you've had that week since the Packers loss where things set in. So is it a little bit easier today or no?
Right? You know, you got guys like me who's, you know, about to be a free agent. So it's like, it's kind of different. It's really setting in as I walk through those doors. Like, man, this could be my last time in this locker room with this great group of guys. And we didn't make it to playoffs. We didn't get to our ultimate goal. So I was trying to contemplate and think about things I could have did better during the season, you know, to help this team win. We didn't make it to the playoffs. We fell short. So we'll see where it goes from there for me.
Captain, do you slowly clean out your locker and make sure you see everybody again? Or what's today like for you?
Oh, yeah, I'll probably come up here tomorrow, too, you know, to grab a couple of things. But I got to get out this cold weather. But take a break and get out this cold weather. And, you know, I don't know when the last day I can be, you know, around. But I'm sure I'll come back and, you know, see some of the guys. And we definitely stay in contact.
Is there also some excitement, though? I mean, you had a good year individually entering free agency. I mean, you've positioned yourself for a nice contract.
You know, that's all. That's the ultimate goal in this game. The ultimate goal is to win, but at the same time, is also to set yourself up to be in a good situation, so you can be able, you know, to take care of your family and take care of some things that you need. And I've been in this game for 8 years now. Been, you know, trying to play my tail off for 8 years and try to make the best decision for me and my family. You know, to go out there this year, I felt like I played okay. Could have made some plays here and there. I didn't give up a lot. You know, when you're a defensive back and your name's not been called a lot, that means you're doing your job. So, you know, we'll see where that goes, man. I felt like I did play, you know, pretty well. But at the same time, you know, hopefully I'm back around here. So I'm kind of stumbling all around the place right now because I'm about to get a little bit of emotion. But, you know, we'll see.
Is this an exciting, is free agency an exciting time? Is it a nerve-wracking time?
It's nerve-wracking to me. You know, because you really want to know, you know, where you stand with, you know, the team that you with or some things like that. You never know what's the next move. You got to move your family. You know, I'm married now, so I had to let my wife know, hey, we might not be here next year, you know. You know, do I need to pack my house up and leave and things like that? So it's kind of nerve-wracking because if I go to another place, I have to, you know, learn that locker room. So, and I'm an older guy, so I'm not trying to do all that no more. But at the same time, it's a business, and I know that.
Chad said because of that, he's had to learn to live in the now, but yet appreciate, like you said yesterday, your parking spot and going through everything. And today, is that the fine balance about living in the now and then still taking it all in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's definitely. You have to in this game. You got to live in the now. And, you know, Chad is a guy that's been blessed in this league. You look at Chad's career, I don't know if he's done or not, but at the same time, to be with one organization the whole entire time is a blessing. You know, I got drafted in 2009 by Carolina, and you know, my last 3 years I've been here. So Chad's one of those guys, we always called him the golden child. He definitely was a golden child, man. He's been around here for a very long time, and he get to go out his way. You know, if he's done, he get to go out his way, and that's also truly a blessing.
Personally, would you like to stay in Minnesota, just like keep your family in one place?
Oh, yeah, because I feel like, you know, I've adapted to this weather, even though it is cold, and I'm going to get out here in a couple of days. But I feel like I done got adapted to this weather. I done learned how to drive in snow. You know, my wife, she loves it. My kids love being up here. So I definitely would love to stay. But at the same time, I know it's a business. So
do you get the sense that they want you to come back here again? I mean, have you been able to get that sense?
Oh, yeah. You know, you talk to your coaches and, you know, you have your meetings and stuff with, you know, Rick and people like that. So I got the sense that, you know, they want me back here. But at the same time, you know, it's like you don't know. You know, in the NFL, you really don't know. So, you know, I know they're going to evaluate everything and, you know, see who's out there and things like that. And hopefully, you know, I'll be the best guy available for them.